Jataka 18, Matakabata, Jataka. The goat that laughed and wept. If people ever knew, a goat which was about to be killed both laughed and cried. Why did the goat act so strangely? It was while staying at Jetavana that the Buddha told this story about a feast for the dead. At one time, people were killing the goats, sheep, and other animals and offering them to their departed relatives. It was a religious ritual called a feast for the dead. Seeing what they were doing, the bhikkhus asked the Buddha, "Master, is there any benefit in sacrificing goats, sheep, and other animals as offerings for departed relatives?" "No, bhikkhus. No good ever comes from taking life, not even when it is for the purpose of providing a feast for the dead." In a previous time, the wise, preaching the truth in midair, showed the evil consequences of the practice and made the whole country abandon it. But now, their minds have become confused and the practice has revived. Then the Buddha told this story of the past. Long, long ago, when Brahmadatta was reigning in Varanasi, a Brahmin decided to offer a feast for the dead and bought a goat to sacrifice. The Brahmin said to his students, "My boys, take this goat down to the river, bathe it, brush it, hang a garland around its neck, give it some grain to eat, and bring it back." "Yes, sir," replied the students. They led the goat to the river and bathed it. As they were hanging a garland around its neck, the goat started to laugh with a sound like a pot smashing. "Ha, ha, ha, ha." Then, just as strangely, it started to weep loudly. "Friend goat, why do you suddenly laugh?" asked a student. "And why do you now cry so loudly?" asked another student.
"Repeat your question when we get back to your teacher," said the goat.
The students hurriedly took the goat back to their master and told him what had happened at the river. Hearing the story, the master himself asked the goat why it had laughed and why it had wept. The goat said, "What made me laugh? In times past, Brahmin, I was a Brahmin who taught the Vedas like you. I too sacrificed a goat as an offering for a feast for the dead. Because of killing that single goat, I have had my head cut off 499 times. I laughed aloud when I realized that this is my last birth as an animal to be sacrificed. Today, I will be freed from my misery." "And what made me cry?" the goat continued. "On the other hand, I cried when I realized that, because of killing me, you too would be doomed to lose your head 500 times. It was out of compassion for you that I cried." The Brahmin then said,
"Well, goat, in that case, I am not going to kill you."
The goat replied, "Brahmin, whether or not you kill me, I cannot escape death today.
The Brahmin said again, "Don't worry, goat. I will protect you." The goat replied,
"You don't understand. Your protection is weak. The force of my evil deed is very strong."
The Brahmin untied the goat and said to his students, "Don't allow anyone to harm this goat." They obediently followed the animal to protect it. After the goat was freed, it began to graze. It stretched out its neck to reach the leaves on a bush growing near the top of a large rock. At that very instant, a lightning bolt hit the rock, breaking off a sharp piece of stone, which flew through the air and neatly cut off the goat's head. A crowd of people gathered around the dead goat and began to talk excitedly about the amazing accident. In those days, the Bodhisattva had been born as a tree dewa in that same spot. He had observed everything from the goat's purchase to its dramatic death and, drawing a lesson from the incident, admonished the crowd. He seated himself cross-legged in midair and, in his sweet voice, proclaimed,
"If people only knew that the penalty would be rebirth into sorrow, they would cease from taking life. A horrible doom awaits one who slays."
With the explanation of the law of karma, the Bodhisattva instilled in his listeners the fear of hell. The people were so frightened that they completely gave up the practice of animal sacrifices. The Bodhisattva further instructed the people in the five precepts and urged them to do good. Eventually, the Bodhisattva passed away, according to his karma made. For several generations after that, people remained faithful to the precepts and spent their lives in generosity and meritorious deeds, and many were reborn in heaven. Having concluded his story, the Buddha identified the birth. "At that time, I was that tree dewa.